Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Joe Palca reporting. U.S. Secretary of State weighs in on New York terror. Authorities in New York have started questioning the driver of a rented pickup truck who mowed down people on a busy bike path Tuesday, attempting to learn his motive for the deadliest terrorist incident in the city since September the 11th of 2001. Officials linked the suspect, Saifullo Saipov, a 29-year-old Uzbek immigrant who came to the United States in 2010, to social media accounts that contain Islamic State-related material. Now, ISIS has not officially claimed responsibility. At least 8 people were killed, 11 others injured in the attack. Among those killed were 5 Argentine nationals who were in New York to celebrate their 30th anniversary from high school, as well as a Belgian. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson this morning was hosting the foreign minister from Belgium, Didier Reynders, when he made a statement on the terrorist act.
Once again, we've seen the evil face of terror in our own borders, but this is a face that knows no borders, and certainly Belgium, Europe, and other countries have had to deal with this evil that confronts us from time to time.
Saipov is married, and apparently he and his wife just had their 3rd child. Reuters news agency says the United States is pursuing diplomacy behind the scenes with North Korea, despite the ongoing war of words between President Donald Trump and Pyongyang. In an exclusive story published today, Reuters says it has learned from an unnamed State Department official that Joseph Yun, the U.S. Special Envoy to North Korea, has been speaking with diplomats stationed at the North's United Nations mission, utilizing what is known in the diplomatic trade as the New York Channel. This is VOA News.